Introduction. The journey that led to these pages didn't begin with research. It started with a simple, heartfelt question asked by my best friend during the ride home from a popular dance club. Linda, where are all the men these days? Why is it so difficult to meet someone? At the time, I didn't have an answer. Still, that question stuck with me. Not long after the very first dating site was launched, today there are over 8,000 dating apps worldwide, a clear sign that the problem of finding a man still exists. Fast forward to last year. No matter where I went, I kept hearing the same struggle. As someone who's always been a great problem solver and has a gift for finding men, I thought, why not take on this challenge? I'll find the men and then share it in a book. If I can't, then nobody'll be worse off than they are now. Before we go any further, I want to have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're feeling hopeless about finding the man you've been searching for, I want you to know I see you. I know how discouraging it can be when time keeps passing and nothing changes. It's conversations like these why I pulled some statistics on the male population in the U.S. from a site called Statista. Numbers don't sugarcoat the truth. I discovered there are over 66 million men in the U.S. between the ages of 20 and 49, and another 57 million who are 50 and older. The report didn't disclose relationship status or sexual orientation. But with millions of men, why wouldn't it be possible to meet a few wonderful men? It's time we return to how people used to meet. You simply go where the men are. That's the intention behind this book. Within these pages, you'll find stories, straightforward advice, and 50 specific places, many backed by research, where men spend their time. You'll also discover a bonus strategy that takes things a step further, with practical steps to create your own version of Under the Tuscan Sun. It's more than just a daydream. It's a real opportunity to reset your life and begin a new chapter. Dismiss the thought if someone is telling you or you've been telling yourself that you'll never meet the man you've been looking for. Tune it out, just like you ignore the barking dog next door, the commercials that keep interrupting your favorite movie on Amazon Prime, or the pesky idea that your celebrity crush is in love with a gorgeous supermodel. That's what I do, and it's worked so far. Let's begin your journey to meet your man. Necessary steps. One of my favorite romantic movies is called Serendipity, starring John Cusack as Jonathan and Kate Beckinsale as Sarah. If you're a fan of romantic movies and haven't seen it yet, it should be added to your must-see list. The reason I mention this movie is because the writer offers a different perspective on fate. Some people believe you should do nothing but wait for fate to act. I'm fine with this idea if someone is prepared to wait indefinitely for a chance encounter. I believe it's possible to have faith in fate and still take action. In your case, taking action would be visiting one of the 50 places listed in this book. I also believe there are necessary steps to increase your likelihood of meeting a man. The initial step is adopting a positive mindset and believing that every time you step out of your home, there's a possibility of meeting someone. If the voice inside your head convinces you otherwise, then it will never happen. You'll walk out your front door with blinders on and unknowingly miss an opportunity to meet someone. The second step is to stay present and avoid living on autopilot. Living in the moment isn't a natural talent like Usain Bolt's speed, Bruno Mars' sultry voice, or Joaquin Phoenix's acting skills. It is something that takes practice. It's easy to rush from one place to the next without noticing the people around you. But the key to meeting a man is staying present in your life. The third step is to remember to smile. I have a few friends who seem unfriendly when they're not smiling. I remind them to smile because their face doesn't show they have a warm heart and a fun personality. By simply smiling and saying hello, you can change a man's impression of you. The fourth step involves not feeling desperate to be in a relationship. Remember the law of attraction? The rule applies here. If you desperately want to meet someone, you may inadvertently attract someone who is also desperate. This is usually not the foundation for a healthy relationship, whether you're looking for a boyfriend, husband, friend, or partner. It's time I teach you one of the most valuable words in the English language. It's the word next. Next tells your brain to continue searching for the right man. It also reminds your heart that there will be a next person, so move on to meeting someone new. Remember, with millions of men in America, why wouldn't there be at least 3 or 4 men anxiously waiting to meet you? The fifth step is the most important step. Always stay safe. If you meet someone who makes you feel uncomfortable, run. If a man says something that doesn't make sense, run. People get themselves in dangerous situations when they think they're overreacting, being silly, or don't trust their instincts. Your instincts recognize intentional and unintentional signs.